Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
Ahmed al-Hassan al-Islam has discussed this in multiple different places about recognizing the vicegerent of God on earth. And it's a complex type of topic. I wrote up an article on the Savior of Mankind site called Why Do Some Not Recognize Him? And anyone can read that. I went through just a short passage of what the Imam al-Islam explained in Successor and Messenger of Imam Mehdi, in the Torah, the Gospel, and the Quran. And in this short little passage, he really lays out exactly what it is. And he's also spoken about it in his sermons and many books that talk about this recognizing and what it is that impairs our recognition of this. So you have somebody who is the representative of God on earth in the form of Jesus. And you have these people that at that time, the Jewish high priests, and these are the ones that the people look to guide them. They're the ones that are supposed to be the most knowledgeable. They're the ones who train and devote their lives to the religion, and they carry out all of these religious functions. And so the people really depend upon them to guide them. And especially in the case of the Messiah, how do you recognize him? And so they're in this position that the people look to, and undeniably for all Christians and Muslims in this case, the Jewish high priests looked at Jesus, peace be upon him, and rejected him. They rejected him, they turned him over for crucifixion, and they were the ones entrusted to be the ones who would recognize the Messiah when he came. And so, undeniably, for Christians and Muslims, they have made the worst mistake imaginable. Their one job is to recognize him. Their one job that they carry out in that society is that when Jesus comes, when the Messiah comes, they will recognize him, point him out to the people, and the people will all benefit from this pure human soul, this righteous divine leader. And they failed the people miserably in that case. And so I think there's this thing that you see repeatedly if you read what the Imam al-Islam writes and you know enough about religion and these stories, that these things happen over and over and over again. There's a repeating pattern that happens. And so, without a doubt, anybody who looks at the Bible and the story of Jesus, of what exactly happened, the high priests questioned him, they rejected him, they turned him over to the Romans, and they demanded that he be executed. So, not only did they not recognize him, but they rejected him and killed him. So, people should learn this lesson. They should learn this lesson, and the atheism delusion starts out interestingly with a passage from the Imam in which he says the messengers of heaven have always been opposed by quote unquote men of religion who profit from religion in their time. When will people notice this so they don't fall into the same trap again? And he says something similar elsewhere in the book also about not relying on others to choose your hereafter for you, and that you should be searching for yourself rather than relying on people, relying on fallible people, relying on in the case of the Catholic Church that killed Giordano Bruno, that persecuted Galileo, forced him to recant scientifically proven statements, and admitted that they were the ones who had lied on God, not Galileo. And the Imam Al-Islam warns people, don't rely on these people that have been proven to be the real heretics, rather than Galileo, who they accused and condemned, charged with heresy. Why rely on these people to choose your hereafter for you? And they're sensible, logical questions. This isn't a some kind of emotional plea. It isn't some type of disrespectful type of approach. It's very logical. If you show that a religious institution has absolutely said the exact opposite of the truth, like in the case of the earth around the sun or the sun around the earth, to such an extent that they killed Giordano Bruno, persecute Galileo, and for 400 years it takes until they grudgingly admit he wasn't such a criminal after all. That's the best that they can do. Not to admit that they were the ones who committed heresy, the church committed heresy, but to just soften the blow of what they accused Galileo of. And so this is a common sense approach, saying that if it was the religious leaders that the people were entrusted to recognize the Messiah in the time of Jesus, who's going to recognize Jesus when he returns? Who's going to recognize Imam Mehdi when he comes? Who is going to recognize them? Are you going to trust these religious institutions to make this decision once again? And then he lays out the proof of what these religious groups have said about provable scientific topics to show that these people have proven themselves incapable of restricting themselves to the truth when they're leading their people.
Podcast. The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.